Families can be a comfort in times of trouble, or the exact opposite. At 6th Street Playhouse, two different Pulitzer-winning plays are currently running side-by-side in the company's two theater spaces. Each play takes a look at a family in crisis, each blending humor with grief in fascinating ways, though the families in each, and the choices those families make, could not be more unlike one another. In Tracy Lett's sprawling comedy drama, August, Osage County, running one more weekend at the G.K. Hart Theater, an alcoholic, once-famous poet has disappeared. Gone, vanished without a trace. Presumed dead, his three far-flung daughters, dysfunctional families in tow, return one by one to the sprawling Oklahoma house where their drug addict mother, Violet, is contemplating her future without her husband. Caustic, cruel, manipulative, and dangerous, but somehow also bitingly funny, the sarcastic matriarch is played with fire and fury by Molly Boyce. It's the role of a lifetime. Violet loves a fight so much she can't stop herself, even to comfort her daughters in a moment of unspeakable grief. Directed by Craig Miller, the sprawling drama takes place in three acts, covering several weeks, as the family comes together and apart, splitting into pieces in unpredictable ways. It's one of Sixth Street's most ambitious undertakings, and there are few community theater companies bold and brave enough to tackle a show this large and complex. The 13-member cast, though wildly uneven in experience and tone, give Lett's glistening dialogue a gleeful and spirited go as a tangled series of surprises, betrayals, lies, truths, revelations, and shattering self-discoveries play out on the vast multi-level set. Some clunky light changes minimize the intimacy of the storytelling, frequently signaling which part of the set something is about to take place in, and the overall pace stays surprisingly static as the stakes gradually rise for the motley assortment of extended family members. Still, as a showcase for one of the greatest American plays of the last decade, Sixth Street's courageous undertaking is worthy of attention. In David Lindsay Abaire's award-winning drama Rabbit Hole, which has had a couple of productions in the area over the last few years, the central family is much smaller. Becca and Howie, played beautifully by Dana Scott and Jeff Pomeroy, are still in the stunned and anguished midst of grief following the accidental death of their young son, Danny. Each has chosen a different path through the pain. Howie bare-knuckling it through his emotions, attending support groups, forcing himself to watch videos of Danny playing in the park, eager to share his gradual healing with his wife. Becca, for her part, is slowly erasing the daily reminders of her son, packing away pictures and toys, wiping away fingerprints, sending Danny's dog to live elsewhere. There is a gaping distance between the two, made more complicated by Becca's sister Izzy, a brilliantly nuanced and smartly detailed performance by Rebecca Patty. Unmarried, free-spirited, and frequently unemployed, Izzy announces early on that she's going to have a child of her own, while Becca's well-meaning mother, Nat, one of Mo McElroy's best performances in recent memory, just can't manage to reach through her grieving daughter's force field of prickly isolation. Director David Lear brings a depth of feeling to his work here, inventing a lovely opening image that shows us the playfulness and affection that Becca and Howie have lost. His method of showing what Howie sees during his nightly video viewings is equally powerful and inventive. All around, the acting is superb and beautifully understated. Rabbit Hole is a gorgeously aching, tender exploration of pain and loss and the rocky path through to acceptance and forgiveness. August Osage County runs Thursday through Sunday until November 4th. Rabbit Hole runs Thursday through Sunday until November 11th. Both shows at 6th Street Playhouse, 6thstreetplayhouse.com. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.